It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, welcome back as we travel the whole United States and take a look at each and every outdoor state championship. We're doing 51 of these because we're including even you, Washington, D.C. So we're right smack in the middle. We're going to talk about Mississippi today, a place that holds a special place in my heart as a former track coach at Mississippi State. Help me welcome from Macomb High School, Miss Ashley Bonds. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I just want to take to start off today to say thank you. You know, this type of project does not happen without 51 servant leaders stepping up and volunteering to represent their state. So from all of us at Gill, from me, just so grateful that you would volunteer and help us out here with the great state of Mississippi. So thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Why don't we start before we get into Mississippi? Why don't we take a step back and get to know you a little bit better? Why don't you give us a 30-second, kind of 30,000 foot level? Give yourself some street cred. Why should a coach from North Dakota listen to Ashley from Mississippi? How long have you coached in the state? Some accolades, etc.
Okay, so just to sum it up real quick, I ran in high school. I had a bad high school injury, so I didn't choose track for college. I ran the 100, 200, did the relays, 400 here and there whenever my coach needed me, triple jump, long jump, pretty much those type of things. So this year is my fifth year, going on my fifth year of coaching. And I don't know, I think I was just pretty much blessed with the gift of coaching. And last year was my first year as a head coach. I was an assistant over junior high for 4 years and the assistant for the high school coach. And we had a team that really wasn't producing the athletes that, you know, I knew our school had. So once I did take over the program, once I took over the program, we started winning track meets. We set records. We did break the 4A record and the 4x1, so I think I know a little something when it comes to track.
Sounds like we got the right person here from Mississippi. I like it. All right. Well, let's hop into it here, Ashley. You know, some states, and we're learning not many, but some have a separate track for private schools. They go this way. They're governed by a body and they go to a private school state meet, and public schools over here are overseen by a different organization and they go to this state meet, and these two entities, private and public, never see each other, et cetera. Most states are together, private and public, all moving towards the same state championship opportunities. What are we doing in Mississippi, private and public schools?
So for private, we don't mix private and public at all. So private schools, they have their own competitions, and public school, they have their own competitions. So on the road to, you know, state at all, we never cross paths with public and private schools.
So they have their own state championship and public has their own state championship.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. So let's talk about that road to the state meet. In Mississippi, how many classes do we break down track and field, and what do we call them? Do we call them, you know, Division I, Division II, 1A, 2A? What are we doing for the breakdown? Yeah.
So we have 1 through 7A, and we just break them down like this. So 1A, 2A, all the way up until 7A.
And which one of that is the bigger enrollment schools, and therefore we know which one is the smaller?
Right. So 1A are the smaller schools and 7A are your bigger schools.
So 7 boys teams are going to earn a state team title and 7 girls teams are going to earn a state title at the end of the year.
Right. Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about how we do that. All around the country, the first round of the state championship series is called areas, divisionals, regionals, sectionals. There's all these different names. In Mississippi, what's the first round called?
The first round this year is called super regional. So in the past, it was district, regional, South State, and state. But this year, they changed it. Mississippi High School Sports, they changed it. So it's super region, regionals, South State, and state. Or, you know, if you're on the north, then it's north state and then state. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just a new name for it. But so, all divisions don't. So some compete in all four, whereas others just compete in three, which would be the regionals, South State, and state. So, but it just depends on which one you're in.
So some classes are doing what I'll call a 4-round qualifier. So a super regional, regionals. And then we have very famously Mississippi, North State, South State. We divide the state into two. And then from that, we combine together for the state meet. And some divisions are not doing a super regional. They're starting with regionals and then North or South State and then state.
Right.
Okay. Let's start with super regionals. How do I enter my team? And so what I mean by that is, do I get 3 per event? Is there a qualifying time? How do I start this journey?
Okay, so we can enter up to 3 athletes in each event. There is no qualifying time. So, you know, they don't pull times from what people ran. Everybody starts off with a clean slate. We enter our athletes, and then from there, they progress to the next meet. So the top 4 in each event goes on to the next round.
So don't go to the next round yet. In those 3 per event for my super regionals, is there any at large or wild card? And what I mean by that is, let's say I've got 4 stud quarter milers. Let's go with the girls. I try to keep different examples and I always go to the same one. So we're going to do a girls 400. I've got 4 girls that all run, I'm just going to be crazy here, 56 seconds and better. Does this mean for super regionals, I can enter 3 and my 4th girl, she's going to have to figure out the 200 or the 800 or relays. I can't even get another 56 second quarter girl because she's my 4th. I only get 3.
Yeah, you only get 3. So those 3, well, you know, each, if this is what you're, I think this is what you're asking, each athlete can only do 4 events.
Right.
So those 4 that go to the next round, once they qualify to the next round, you know, they're running that event all the way to the end.
Right.
So it's no substitution. We can't sub an athlete. Yeah.
But I'm still on super regionals. I just want to make sure we're hearing that I can only enter 3, no matter how fast my 4th right. person, I only get 3.
Right. You only get 3.
Okay. So now I'm at super regionals. I get 3 per event. You already kind of jumped ahead of me. That's what a fast thinking coach does. I love it. In super regionals, I heard you say to make it to the next round regionals, I have to be in the top 4 of my event.
Right.
Again, the wild card question, any way of getting anybody else, or is it top 4, no matter what, those are the only ones going on to the next round?
Top 4. That's it.
And that includes
no sub at all.
And that includes all of our field events, our relays, top 4.
Right. Right. So with the field events, you get 3 jumps in the prelims. And then after those 3 jumps, you know, you go to the final round. And then from there, they still taking the top 4. Top 4 jumpers.
Perfect. Okay. So I got top 4 in the super regionals. That means I qualified for regionals. I want to make it to the next week, which is either north or south state, depending on my geography. What do I got to do in regionals to keep on this journey?
Okay. So you still have to, each meet, you still have to come in the top 4. So, you know, if you, let's just say you enter 3 kids in the 100 meter and they all qualify, you know, in the top 4, then those 3 will continue to the next week. But if, let's just say one guy runs a 10.4, then the next one runs a 10.5, and it's a 4th and 5th. The 5th one just doesn't qualify. You're done.
No matter how fast, if you're in a tough region and you run 10:30, but you get fifth, see you next year, I hope. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fair. So I do like the consistency of top four, super regional to regional, and now top four from regional to south or north state. Okay. So I made top four. I'm at either north or south, which is, I'm assuming, but let's make sure we have this correct. That is completely regional. So we kind of divide the state halfway through. And if you're in the top half, you're in the north state. If you're in the bottom half, you're in the south state. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. Correct.
So I'm in north or south state. So, you know, I almost called them regionals. We already had regionals, two meets. What do I have to do at that meet to go to the full state meet?
Okay. So it's pretty much the same thing the whole way through. They don't change it. Now I will say this year, MHSA, the sports mm-hmm. for our state, they did set a qualifier time for the 3,200, I think it was the 1,600 or 3,200. So okay. One thing they tried to incorporate this year going on was we have a lot of athletes sometimes that coaches, you know, we try to fill those spots to get those points. And it's actually kids that should not be in those events, you know, and they're holding up the meet. Mm-hmm. So they did set qualifying times for those specific events. And if those athletes are not finished by the time, you know, by that set time, then those athletes will be removed from the track.
So kind of a cutoff time, not a qualifying time, but a cutoff time. Like, hey, if you're not meeting the minimum, we're not moving you on no matter what. Okay.
Right. So if you're on the third lap and you're doing the mile, you're not back around. Let's just give up four state by what, maybe 3:25, 4 minutes. Then they just get you off the track.
Yeah. I would never make the state finals is what you're telling me, actually, in these two
me
events.
Either.
They pulled me off after the first lap and like, look, man, we got to go home before midnight. Just stop. Like, so I appreciate that. All right. So North South State top four are going on to the state meet.
Correct.
When you have some of these divisions that don't do a super regional, and so they're starting at regionals, North South State, and then state, is it still top four for those, even though they're not doing a super regional?
Still top four, because see, those are the smaller schools. I think they're doing it for the smaller schools.
That's what I assumed. Yeah. Tell me about the culture. It's fairly unique that the meet right before the state meet is this I keep wanting to say regions, these two areas of the state, and we call mm-hmm. them in Mississippi North State and South State. So the North State Championships and the South State Championships. Is the culture in Mississippi that if you win the North or South, I'm assuming they do a team score at those meets as well. So we have our kids that qualify for state, but is it a big deal to win the North or South State Championship as a team? Is that kind of seen as like a, not a state championship because that's the next week, but is it still a big deal culturally?
It's a really big deal. If you're that team that is winning super regionals, regionals, South State and state, you know, you're taking all your athletes to the next round. And at that point, if you're still having that many athletes competing in each round, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the team that wins. So it is a pretty big deal because, you know, if you don't focus as much on getting as many athletes as you can to the next round, then 9 times out of 10, you probably won't win the state meet if you're taking about 10 compared to a 25-piece team.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, let's talk about the state meet. So in Mississippi, because we have 7 classes, that means there's really 14 state championship meets, 7 boys and 7 girls. At state, are we doing the state meet? Are we doing all 7 classes at the same venue on the same weekend? Do we split them up? Where are we traditionally going for state meet? Do we, you know, kind of every year it's a different place or is there a traditional place? Tell us about the state meet itself.
And so the state meet is always hosted at Pearl High School. It's been that way since I was in school, so it's still the same way. And the way they do it, instead of having everybody there at the same time, they typically break it up into 2, 4, and 6A, and then 1, 3, and 7. And it's one day, it's a one-day event. Typically, it starts around 9 or 10 o'clock, and it lasts pretty much to about 6 o'clock in the evening. So it's an all day event, but it only takes one day to knock it out since they separate.
And they're doing, since you're doing top four from your south and north state, so this means each one of these state meets are final only meets. There's only, for the 4A boys 100, there's one heat that we're going to run at the state meet, and that's going to be the winner, second place, third place, etc.
Right. And I think that's why they do the top four, because you have the four from the north, four right. from the south, and then when you come together, you have eight runners, and hey, may the best man win.
That's right. So they're one-day meets, and that's, we can do that when we have a finals only. If we had prelims and stuff, that makes it a lot harder. Do we, when they run, let's use that 2-4-6 together, let's call it a Friday, you know, I'm sure it may be flip-flops, but are they doing all 2A events and crowning a champion, and then all 4A crowning a champion, all 6A, or are they intermixing the meet so that all the championships happen at 6 o'clock after the 4x4, or, you know, as an example?
Okay, so yeah, so they, per race, so after one race, what they'll do, so they typically, for an example, they'll start with 2A, line them up, they race, then, you know, 1, 2, and 3 get on the podium, they take their pictures while 4A is stepping up to the line, setting up, they do it that way, but at the end of the entire meet, you know, they'll say the winner 2A, you know, your state champion is such and such, then 4A, then 6A.
So they're running 1A, 100, 2A. I'm mixing up the divisions at this point, but they're yeah, running yeah. they're running 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, then going to the next event. They're not running right. all girl. 2As together. Yep.
Right, right. Perfect. Yeah, they take awesome. Turns.
Awesome. Love that. You know, we do know that track and field is the most inclusive sport in the world. You know, tall, short, big, small, there's some event for you to have success in our great sport. We're learning a lot of states are adding to their state meet schedule types of adaptive, unified, wheelchair type events. Do we have anything like that going on right now in Mississippi?
We do not have that going on in Mississippi, unfortunately.
Okay. Yes. That's right. Unfortunately, that's exactly right. Okay. You know, a big reason we started this series was to help create conversation between states as well. And there's many states that are doing those type of events very, very successfully. So maybe someone from Mississippi hears this and goes, why aren't we doing this? And they hear another state that's doing it very successfully, and conversations start happening. Maybe, you know, you have a different answer in a year or two there in Mississippi. So appreciate that.
Right.
Okay. So
no problem.
In Mississippi, we're going to have 7 boys 100 meter state champions. Some states, whether it's officially through the athletic association or unofficially through like a coaches association, will take the top 2 or 3 boys in each division in the 100, put them all together, you know, a week or two after the state meet, and find out who the, air quotes here, true state champion is, a type of meet of champions. Anything like that going on?
We did, Mississippi did have that going on. So the former Olympian, Bianca Knight, she was hosting a meet of champions. So after each state meet, maybe a week or two after, she would host the event. It was really big. It was really big. And she just, she doesn't do it anymore. So we don't, as of now, we don't have a meet of champions. So I think the last one, we didn't have one last year, but there was a meet of champions the year before last, which was our last one. So that was 2022.
You know, big fan of Bianca Knight for 2 reasons. One, this makes me not a fan. She rejected me when I was at Mississippi State. She did not sign with me. Yeah. But we're good friends. She has been a guest on the podcast before. So we're big fans of BK fundraising that she does, her charity, and of Bianca in general. Big fan. So I told her it was okay that I forgive her for, you know, going to Texas instead of with me at Mississippi State. All right, let's go through your events. We're going to kind of go group by group here. We can assume you're doing the 1, 2, 4, and 8 for the boys and girls.
Right.
I heard you say in the next two, I heard you say 16 and 32. We're not doing the mile, 2 mile, or the 1500, 3000. We're doing the more common 1600 and 3200. Right. Okay. Right. Next, we're doing the 110 highs and the 100 highs for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing 300 hurdles, boys and girls.
Right.
All right. Let's talk relays. We know you're doing the 4x1 and 4x4, because if you're not doing those, you're not doing track and you're not on this podcast. What other relays might you be doing besides the 4x1 and 4x4?
4x2 and 4x8.
Any sprint medleys, anything like that?
No, not for the state. Now you do have those throughout the season, you know, just for fun,
yeah.
You know, but as we discuss qualifying, we don't We don't do that for qualifying meets.
Perfect. Let's go to the field events. We're doing long jump and triple jump, boys and girls.
Yes.
Shot put discus, boys and girls.
Yep.
Pole vault high jump, boys and girls.
Yep.
Anything else? Javelin, hammer, multis events, steeplechase, anything else that we didn't name?
No, but we are bringing javelin to Mississippi.
Is that right?
So, yeah, that's what I heard. I did hear that.
Oh, yes. So,
yeah, we're supposed to be adding that to the list.
Big fan of adding the javelin, a little biased here as a javelin manufacturer. So love to hear that. And I'm from Alabama. If Alabama can do it, Mississippi can do it, right? Come on, let's
get that going. Come on down and help us out in Macomb with the javelin.
You tell the organizers, the people that are getting this going in Mississippi, to give me a call, and we will do something to help the entire state out. We'll do some kind of like buy two, get one or something to help. Yeah, you're going from zero inventory to the thing. But we did this with Missouri when they added. We're doing it for Idaho, who's adding it this year as well. So anything we can do to help kind of kickstart that event, that amazing event in Mississippi, you definitely have them call us. We'll get you guys kicking there. So appreciate that. Love hearing that.
No problem.
So kind of like the meet of champions, some states with these events that are not at state, so javelin, hammer, multis, et cetera, will do an unofficial state meet for those events a week or two after. Anything like that that you're aware of?
No, I haven't heard of anything like that.
Yeah.
No so problem. Once after the meet of champions ends, it's done. It's a wrap in Mississippi.
I love it. We get, it's Mississippi. We get ready for football is what we get ready for. I live there. Right. I know all about it. All right, Ashley, you've been awesome. Before we go to a couple of fun questions, is there anything we missed? Anything that we should know? Do you score 6 points six places instead of 8 places? Do you double the points in the relays? You run the 4x4 at midnight because that's a Mississippi tradition. Anything that I didn't ask that we should know that's uniquely Mississippi high school track and field?
Unfortunately, no.
Straightforward.
Straight to the point.
I love it. All right. Well, help me settle a debate, Ashley. Mm-hmm. At least in your culture, your bus ride to the meet, when you're talking about the state meet, this is a hotly debated topic. Are you qualifying for state? Are you qualifying for the state meet? Did you qualify for states? How do you say that? Help us settle this debate.
I think for us, because of the way we do it in Mississippi, we're qualifying for state, but just the state meet, but I would say states, like all states included, because the times that we run here that might get you first place in Mississippi might not even compare to other times that athletes are running in other states. So overall, that's the goal, to compete with nationwide or just statewide. But for me, with our little season, I'll just say for the state meet.
Now I heard a little, so I'm really hopeful that someone listens to all 51. I know a lot of people will, but I hope someone with a little pen and pad in hand and they're keeping tabs of how many state and how many states and all that. I heard a little ambiguity there. So I'm going to ask you, because we need to make sure we get your opinion on this. State, states, or state meet? States. I know it's a lot of pressure. States. I heard S. I heard a states with an S.
S, plural.
Count it. I know someone's out there counting this right now. Count it. Mississippi, at least on Ashley and the Macomb High School, we're doing states. Love it. Okay. Ashley, you've been a lot of fun. You've done taught us a lot here. Really appreciate that. You win the magic wand. So you get to change one thing and only one thing, my friend, in Mississippi outdoor, Mississippi high school track and field that you think would make it better for the student athlete experience, the coach experience, something better for the sport of Mississippi high school track and field. What are you going to change?
I would say maybe do the qualifier process like they do in college, because it's kind of different. So I would say, the whole goal, in my opinion, on track and just even that whole process is to get athletes ready if they want to run on the next level. So they should try to form it around, the way that colleges do it. That's what I would say. Because like I said earlier, a kid may win state here. Just say, I'm going to just come up with something. A 10-5, but that's good in Mississippi. But then you have other kids that might be running a 10-1. So it's it's a difference. So they should, I feel like maybe sometimes or even after the state meet, or just give those top runners an opportunity to compete against other athletes around the states, you know, to see where they lie on that totem pole.
Well, I tell you, you know, I've coached in that state, college, and so I've recruited many, many Mississippi kids. Mississippi as a state for athletes and for coaches doesn't get the credit that it deserves. There have been some amazing, we mentioned one with Bianca, but we've had some amazing sprinters, distance runners, field event, I mean, all the gamut. And I'm so excited we're going to now be able to say we've had some amazing javelin throwers are going to be coming out of that state because the coaching there is top notch. So that is a great magic wand use. I really like that, Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We, you know, as we travel the entire United States, we're right here, right in the middle with Mississippi. So super excited that you were with us today and taught us about Mississippi high school track and field. Thank you so much.
No problem.